Noi vogliamo distruggere i musei, le biblioteche, le accademie di ogni specie.
We intend to destroy museums, libraries, academies of every sort, and to fight against moralism, feminism. We're listening to part of the legendary Italian Futurism Manifesto, which was published in 1909. Despite their disdain for museums, Italian futurists are now at a major one here in New York, the Guggenheim. It's the first comprehensive retrospective of the movement here in the U.S. WNYC's art critic Deborah Solomon joins us now with a review. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning. Good morning.
You know, the movement started in 1900 and ended just before the end of World War II in 1944. Why has it taken so long to have a retrospective here in the U.S.?
One reason is that futurism, unlike cubism and other avant-garde movements, comes packaged in the silliest ideas in the history of art.
So what do you mean by silly?
The futurists sometimes can sound like a group of high school punks. Their manifesto was written by Filippo Marinetti, who famously opposed museums, academies of all sort, as well as even pasta. He actually denounced pasta.
An Italian who denounces pasta.
Saying it weighs you down like a ball and chain. And he believed that it was possible for artists to make a clean break from the past. And if that sounds like a fantasy, it was.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what Italian futurism was exactly and what's been its impact on the art world.
Fortunately, the art was better than the philosophy, even though so many of the ideas can sound kind of primitive and under-evolved. Some of the work is quite impressive. There's a lot of good work in the Guggenheim show. Futurism was basically a riff on French Cubism. It developed immediately after French Cubism, meaning around 1912, 1913. The Italians put their own spin on it, calling for an art of speed and movement. So in the work of artists like Giacomo Balla and Boccioni, you find that the planes of Cubism do suggest motion and speed, as opposed to, let's say, a still life.
And it definitely looks like a 20th century piece of art. It really does look nothing like what came before it.
Well, no. I mean, that's what's so funny. Even though they said they were going to break from the past, they used the media of the past. They used painting and sculpture and watercolor and drawing, and they didn't really embrace so many new tools, such as filmmaking, for instance. So their rhetoric really has very little to do with the work.
These Italian futurists were also against feminism and women. In fact, you know, women was one of the things on the list of things that they were against. But Marinetti's wife, Benedetta Cappa, was part of the movement, and her murals are in the show. What role did women play in Italian futurism?
Not much of a role. The futurists really glorified machines. They thought machines represented the salvation of humankind. And now that we are in the future and futurism is past and we can see how much sorrow and suffering there is in the world, we can say that futurism hardly represented our salvation.
What's in the show and what's your review?
I think it's an important show to see. To me, it's a show, though, about how a bad philosophy can lead you astray as an artist. It starts off strong. You see the early works from 1913, in which the Italian futurists are quickly absorbing the lessons of Cubism. They're going abstract. It's great avant-garde work. Then, unfortunately, Mussolini seizes power in 1922, and they really become apologists for his regime. And their work suffers. The show ends pathetically with aerial views of Italy, paintings of airplanes and aerial views out the window, kind of dizzying views that are meant to celebrate Italy's technology and strength at building planes. And in a way, Italian art never really recovered from futurism.
So these artists who were part of this movement, they were very pro-war. They ended up very closely associated with Mussolini and the fascism movement. So did the exhibit, you know, talk about that?
I felt like the show was a little bit of a whitewash. It wasn't as forthright about the futurist connection to fascism as it might have been. There is one dinner plate, for instance, and it says right on the plate, futurism, fascism. Hmm. And I thought, wow, talk about a way to lose your appetite. Who would want to eat off of that plate? So that acknowledges the connection, and it's a very disturbing one. And the show ends with really propagandistic views of Mussolini and his Italy, and it explains why Futurism never went anywhere and why the Italians kind of fell out of the story of modern art in the latter 20th century. And I want to ask our listeners, are you willing to look at the work of the Futurists knowing that they were promoting Mussolini, and are you willing to forgive them their bad politics?
You can weigh in on our website, WNYC.org. Thanks so much, Deborah.
Thank you.
WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.